Before we start today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to Zencastr, which is a podcaster's best friend. Trust me when I tell you this, Zencastr is like a Shopify for podcasters. It's all you need to get up and running as a podcaster. And the best thing about Zencastr is that you get so much stuff for free. If you're planning to check out the platform, then please show your support for the Founder Thesis podcast by using this link, zen.ai/founderthesis. That's zen.ai/founderthesis.
I'm Raj. I'm the co-founder and the CEO of Hirect.
Ek minute ruk jao, ready hone do. Chalo. Ye kar lete hain. This could be a great intro.
In 2022, if you ask any startup founder what is their biggest challenge, they will no longer tell you that it is fundraising or attracting investors. Rather, the current number one challenge founders are struggling with is hiring. And on the other hand, there are millions of young college graduates struggling to find meaningful jobs. Spotting this gap, Raj Das, the founder of Hirect, decided to create a hiring app inspired by the user experience of Tinder, something that would enable quick matching of candidates with employers and shorten the long and tedious process of hiring. Raj's own journey is nothing short of inspirational. He comes from an extremely humble farming family, and it was sheer grit and talent through which he first ended up getting into Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya and then into the Dakshina Foundation that helped him to get into IIT Bombay. Here's Raj telling Akshay about his journey into entrepreneurship.
But after 2 years, my learning was monotonous because I am working in the same market with the same user persona. And I wanted to do something which adds more value to the societies. So, and pandemic hit us, millions of users lost their job. So that was the right time to enter into the job market, and we introduced Hirect.
Did you have that idea of Hirect before pandemic, or the trigger was pandemic?
I had the idea of Hirect in mind, but I was just like, when I will be able to do. जैसे अभी भी मेरे माइंड में बहुत सारे आइडियाज है स्टार्टअप्स के जो मैं अभी नहीं कर रहा हूँ मे बी आफ्टर 1 year और 2 years कोई ट्रिगर आएगा एंड आई विल ऑल्सो स्टार्ट डूइंग इट सो द लाइक द ट्रिगर फॉर स्टार्टिंग Hirect इज सो एज आई सेड व्हेन आई वॉज वर्किंग एज अ प्रोडक्ट मैनेजर इन जायंट व्यू आई वॉज ऑल्सो बिल्डिंग सम प्रोडक्ट साइड बाई साइड सो
as a hobby, yes.
And I was building those side by side startup product along with my friends, and sometimes we try to hire a freelancer or a developer to work with us on those products. At that time when we were actually hiring, we realized how big the problem is for hiring for a smaller company. See, so hiring is not at all a problem for the bigger companies. They have capital, they have that brand recognition, they have millions of followers on LinkedIn, so many people, like it's not at all a big problem for big companies. But if you look at the hiring for a smaller companies, let's say you just registered a company, you don't have followers on social media, nobody knows you, how people will trust you. So hiring is a very big problem for those small companies. And as a solution, they go for referral, right? But referral can get you 1, 2, 3 candidates. It can't get you 10, 20 candidates because you have limited selection through referral. Then you go for consultancy, right? But the consultancy will charge you around 5 lakh rupees for 10 candidates. When you are building your company or your team, you are the one who should be building, who should be hiring for your team, right? Someone else shouldn't be hiring for your foundation team, right? So consultancy, the consultancy solution is not very, very efficient
for a startup
founders. That's why we introduced Hirect, So it's a direct hiring app for the founders, business owners, or HRs. We don't allow any middlemen. So what we do on one side, the job seeker will add the information, what type of jobs they are looking for. On the other side, recruiters will give information, what type of talents they are looking for. And then we use artificial intelligence to match them and recommend a feed of candidates and a feed of jobs. And after that, they can start chatting with each other, schedule interviews, and finish hiring within a day. So our vision is to help those smaller companies to hire talents within a day at the cost of maybe one pizza or one meal, less than 1,000 rupees. And so far, we have thousands of examples where the recruiters had been able to hire at least one talent within one day. So it's so fast.
So, talk to me about the actual getting it off, like the actual launch journey. So pandemic hit, you were in a job where you had job security, financial security. What made you decide that in this extremely risky time, I want to quit my job and start this?
Okay. So I think my company, because it was a Chinese funded company, we already suffered a lot of losses because some of our...
China was hit first.
Some of our partners lost their business, so we lost their revenue, and the company wasn't in a stable position, and the company wasn't very sure that the leadership wasn't very sure that they will be running the company for the next 10 years. So that, and again, I said, like, I wanted to do something better, or I want to do something which adds more value to the society. So
you decided to quit
Was just a trigger. Maybe this is the best time I should make the switch.
The combination of factors helped. And so when you decided that you want to build something, what was your thought? Was it that people are losing jobs, let me build something to help them find jobs? Or was it that I have tried hiring personally, it is very painful, let me build a product to help founders so that they can hire? And because at that time, hiring was frozen. All companies were hiring because there was so much uncertainty.
Yeah. So I would say it will be a combination of thoughts. It's not only that one thought behind start building it. So the opportunity was that the next 3 to 6 months, mein recruitment industry mein bahut randomness aane wale hai. Because millions of people will lose their jobs. After six months, when the economy recovers, so we can see a hiring peak after the pandemic. So that was our target.
That we should be in place by the time the hiring picks up.
Millions of people lost their jobs, and once the economy recovers, they will get back to job. At that time, we should be acquiring them.
If you like to hear stories of founders, then we have tons of great stories from entrepreneurs who have built billion-dollar businesses. Just search for the Founder Thesis podcast on any audio streaming app like Spotify, Gaana, Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the show.
And when did you launch the product then? Like, I think you quit your job in March, right? Like around when the lockdown was announced. So did you, like how many months did you take? What was, like, tell me the product journey. What was the first product that you launched? You know, you must have launched a more basic product, or phir uski evolution kaise hui to where it is today. Like, I want to understand that whole product journey.
So we launched our first version in September. So
And what was that version one like? What did it look like?
So it just looked like you are a job seeker or a recruiter. You can post a job preference or a job.
Was it like, say, IIM Jobs or Cutshot or one of these more, one of the newer hiring platforms? Was it similar looking?
So it was not similar looking. The idea was very unique. The user experience is very unique. However, we didn't compromise on the idea. We only compromised on building least number of features just to save those programming time. So idea was still very unique. We just had limited features. Okay, so let's say we just connect a matching candidate with a recruiter.
नहीं, बट ये आइडिया यूनिक क्यों है? लिंक्डइन भी तो यही करता है ना. लिंक्डइन का भी तो यही प्रॉमिस है दैट यू कम क्रिएट योर प्रोफाइल एंड लिंक्डइन विल शो यू जॉब्स व्हिच आर रेलेवेंट फॉर यू. एंड सिमिलरली फॉर एन एम्प्लॉयर, यू लिस्ट अ जॉब एंड लिंक्डइन विल शो दोस जॉब्स टू पीपल एंड दे विल अप्लाई फॉर योर जॉब्स एंड देन यू कैन स्टार्ट टॉकिंग टू देम. तो व्हाट इज यूनिक अबाउट योर आइडिया? आई वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड
दैट. सो लेट्स से यू आर अ रिक्रूटर ऑन लिंक्डइन. ओके, सो नाउ यू पोस्ट अ job on LinkedIn. Okay, so now you have to wait
for applications.
Yeah, you have to wait for the applications. So on Hirect, you post the job, you will see the list of matching candidates. So you don't have to wait. Second, LinkedIn is not only a hiring platform. LinkedIn is also a networking platform. So many users of LinkedIn are there for networking, not for job search. So let's say you reach out to 10 users, maybe 8 of them are not looking for a job at that moment. However, Hirect is focused only on hiring and job search. So every users on hiring, they are there because they are looking for a new opportunity.
They want it. So right. Okay.
The efficiency of hiring and the efficiency of job search is very efficient in hiring.
And isme, so then this is, just to recap my understanding, traditional platforms like LinkedIn or IIM Jobs, mein, the trigger is when the job seeker discovers your job and clicks on apply. But that is something which you've eliminated in Hirect. Hirect, as soon as you create a job, the platform will start showing you candidates who, recommended matches. And then you can just initiate, you can send them an automated message, please apply for this job or something like that. Like, is that how it happens, for an employer?
Yeah. So I think in this process, the game changer is our matching algorithm. Okay, so we are building a very smart matching algorithm. So it will recommend you only the relevant candidates. Okay, so you don't have to go through hundreds of profiles to find that one fit. Okay, so first thing is we recommend you a list of matching candidates, and then you start chatting with them. Or you can request their phone number. And since we are mobile first, the response is very fast. So people don't sit in front of laptop all the time, but they do keep their phone with them all the time. So since we are mobile first, the response rate is very quick. Okay, and other value proposition we have is, so now let's say you have got the list of matching candidates. So it's not that you will get their phone number and you will start calling them at any time you want. So you will have to, if you need the phone number of the candidates, you will have to request their phone number. They will accept your request, then only you will be able to access their phone number. So we also protect the privacy of the users.
Right, got it. Okay. And for a job seeker, what is the experience for him? So once he uploads his resume, he has to upload a resume and create a profile?
Don't believe much on the resume, because those traditional resume, they are computer centric, right? Nobody, like, so we
it's difficult to make a resume on your mobile phone.
We want to get rid of traditional resumes. So our process is the best value proposition for the job seeker is we allow only the decision makers of the company to become a recruiter. Okay. So it's not that any consultancy or any third party or anybody from any company will become a recruiter. We have strict policies regarding who can be a recruiter on HireRect. So we allow only the decision makers who have the ability to offer a job. So that is the main thing, because when the job seekers are talking with the decision makers who can make hiring decision, the entire process become very fast. Right? So that is the first thing. Second thing, so you as a job seeker, create your profile and let the app know what type of jobs you are looking for. Then we recommend you a list of matching jobs, and you can start chatting with the recruiter instantly. So it's not that you apply for a job and now wait for the recruiter to respond. So it's just like a WhatsApp between recruiters and job seekers.
Okay. So the job seeker can also initiate a chat, like they can. Okay.
I would say it's more like Tinder for job search and hiring.
So isme, like, how do you protect the employer from getting too many messages? Because that is like a big problem in India, na? Matlab, there are a lot of job seekers and jobs are less. So typically, like on LinkedIn and Naukri, if you post a job, you get sometimes even 1,000 responses for one job posting. So and then that defeats the purpose. No? So how do you protect the employer from getting too many responses, too many chats?
So the first solution is again the matching algorithm. Okay. So if we can match a JD with a job preference precisely, then the job seeker will see only limited number of matching jobs. And the job seeker doesn't need to apply to 100 jobs. He can apply to 5 or 10 jobs and he can get hired. Okay. So that is the first thing. Second thing, so on other traditional platforms, on home feed, you can see a CTA of apply. So we don't have. So the job seekers will apply hundreds of applications without even reading the JD. So in the design, we have solved that problem. First, you click on the job, you read the JD, then you start chatting. And as per the design, you cannot start communicating with hundreds of recruiters in less time. The design has solved that problem.
Right. You've added a little bit of friction so that that doesn't happen. Got it. Okay. So for your algorithm to work, you need two things. You need a job seeker bio, like a CV or a resume or some information about a job seeker, and then you need information about the job vacancy so that your algorithm can match. So what information do you seek from a job seeker? What all does he input?
Okay. So from the jobs, so algorithm is very complicated. So what you asked is the simple thing that we do and everyone can do. So from the job seeker side, we take like qualification, then the skills, functional area, job titles, and inexperience. So it's more like those set of keywords.
Keywords. Experience, like he has to enter all his experiences or just like the current
job? Experience means, let's say you have 2 years of experience in Java as a Java developer. And on the other side, the recruiter is also looking for a 2 year of experience Java developer. So we will match. So that is simple. We take list of keywords from job seeker and recruiter and we cluster them. Second point is we track the behaviors of job seekers and recruiters. So we can track who is a good recruiter, who is a good job seeker. Okay.
What way?
Let's say you are a recruiter. So now whether you reply to the job seekers, how you reply, how you behave to the job seekers, based on that we can predict whether like to what candidate your response probability is high, and we will recommend accordingly. Let's say you have replied to three candidates who is electrical engineer from IIT Bombay. So that means if we recommend you fourth candidate who is also an electrical guy from IIT Bombay, you are more likely to reply him. So we use a lot of logics in the algorithm just to improve that response rate.
Okay. So you would also be seeing, and what do you seek from an employer? What kind of information? Same thing only, like the key skills, years of experience, education, like the
so,
same fields.
On the employer side, the main problem we solve is the trustworthiness of that recruiter and company. So first thing is you need to create a recruiter card, like your name, you as a recruiter, your name, your designation at the company. Okay. And also some details about your company, like your company, which is mentioned on a legal document. Okay. So first you create.
What does that mean? Mentioned on a legal document.
I will explain that. Yeah. So first you create your recruiter card, where you mention your name, your designation. Second, you need to mention your company name and some other details like which financing round you are in. Let's say you are an angel invested company or Series A, Series B, like that. And then you post a job. Okay. But in the third step, you will have to verify your details. So now you are saying your name is Akshay from Podium, right? And you are a co-founder. So first you will have to verify that this Podium company is a legal company. So you will have to submit some documents to verify your company. Let's say you
like a yes, GST yes, registration,
business or license, anything which has the company name printed over that. Second, at the second step, now you have to verify that you are a decision maker at Podium. Okay. On that document, we will see your designation and association with the company you mentioned. Okay.
Like a business card or what?
You can share your employee ID card, business card, if you have an offer letter or appointment letter, any document which proves that you are a decision maker at that company, then we will allow you. Hello?
Yeah, okay, you're back. Yeah, I heard till you can share your offer letter. Till there, I heard.
Yes. So now you have to prove that you are a decision maker at that company. So you can share any document like employee ID card, appointment letter, offer letter, where it will be mentioned like this is your designation at this company. And we do have a manual audit team who will verify all this information and then only allow you as a recruiter. So when we do that, the trustworthiness of the platform is become so high. Because there will be no frauds, there will be no scams, there will be no scamming.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to my discussion, what I learned from my first company. So this is what I learned. So now we have a strict verification and we lose a lot of recruiters because they don't want to go through a strict verification. So we lose recruiters in order to build a trustworthy scam, spam-free platform. So this is what I learned from my first company that focus more on the value propositions, not on the number of customers. And applying the same learning here.
Now I think one secret sauce of your business is the algorithm, the matching algorithm. So how does that work? Like, obviously it will be too complex to explain verbally, but just some broad idea. Like, of course, one thing I understand is there would be some key skill mapping, and then you would read recruiter behavior, that what are the kind of candidates he's selecting, and then show him more of those. And similar for job seeker also, I guess, like you would read job seeker behavior, like what kind of jobs is he interested in, and then show him more of those. So like it keeps learning from their behavior, basically. So it's like a machine learning application.
And there are a lot of other things we also consider. So let's say if you are not active recently, so we will not recommend your job or your profile. So there are a lot of things we do in the algorithm. So the goal of the algorithm is to make it more efficient, so that response rate should be very quicker. And if you just become a recruiter, I can say that you will receive response and you will be able to schedule interviews within 10-15 minutes. So
okay, and how does scheduling happen? Is it again through chat only, or is there a tell me about the other feature set? Now, one feature set is creating profile both sides, like job seeker profile creation, employer profile creation, then listing a job, and then matching algorithm, and then initiating chat. Tell me about steps after that.
So since Hirect is still in the early stage of development, so we haven't completed the whole hiring funnel for the recruiter. So still, we don't have any in-app interview scheduling feature. But, so if they can do it outside the app, we don't mind. But we do.
Or they chat and they decide that, let's talk at this time. Or they can share a link, like a Google Meet link, or share phone number.
One feature is they can exchange their phone number with permission, and they can call, they can talk over phone. Second feature, we have in-app video interview. So we have in-app built-in video interview feature, but we don't have that schedule feature, which we are working and it will be live very soon. So
that schedule feature will be like a Calendly, like how Calendly works.
So in Calendly, let's say now you have to schedule a interview with a candidate. So now if you go with the other platforms, your email ID will be shared to the candidate or vice versa. So at Hirect, our focus is to protect your email ID or phone number. So we are working on that. So we want to make sure that you can communicate with the candidate or recruiter without sharing your phone number or email ID. So that is something we are still working on, and let's see how far we can go.
And how did you get this off the ground in terms of investing in a team? Because obviously, you've been a product manager and not a developer, so you would have needed developers, right? Like to build the product, to build the algorithm. How did you get it off the ground? Like, was it your own savings that you used, or did you raise funds, or how did you do
that? We raised funds. So we raised about $2 million in seed, and by So we raised in like early 22. So we raised funds, then we hired people and start building.
No, but you started this in 2020, right? Like April onwards, you were working on it. So you were working alone or like April and September you lost? That time?
We do have other co-founders as well. From US. So we are also operating in US and Singapore.
Okay. Achha, your co-founders are from US and Singapore. Are they like college friends or like how did you meet them?
Colleagues.
They were with you at Giant View.
Also mutual friends of my colleagues.
Like you told your colleagues that I'm looking for co-founders
So it was not only me. So it was also they finding me, I finding them. And they like mutual, I would say, mutual victory over the idea.
Like basically March onwards, you started the search for co-founders, getting some people together and building an MVP.
We knew each other before them. So it was that time we decided to do.
Okay, you decided this is the right time. Let's do it now. Okay. So your initial development of product was done by the founding team only. You didn't need employees.
We hired few Indian developers to build the MVP.
So when you launched it in September, was it like what was the pricing you launched with? Did you start making revenue from September onwards or like what's the pricing
model? We are a business where if you don't get enough matching jobs and candidates, then you will not pay for it. So we launched a free version because when we launched, we didn't have any job seekers or jobs. So nobody will pay us. So we launched the free version.
Yes. Right. Okay. And like tell me that journey of finding revenue. Like, so you launched in September, free version. How did it grow? How many users were you signing up? How many jobs were getting posted? And, you know, that evolution, like how has that number been over the last year and a half?
So by now, in less than 1.5 year, we have acquired around 5 million downloads. We have around 50,000 verified recruiters and about 2 million verified candidates. And this journey, the start of this journey was, I would say, it was not very easy. Okay, so for a platform which doesn't have any candidates, convincing recruiter to create a profile and posting a job was very challenging. So comparatively, getting job seeker was still little easier, but getting first 1,000 recruiters or those initial recruiter was very challenging because they can't find any job seekers for them.
Very challenging. Yes, right.
But anyway, so in the initial stage, and we are a society where people are willing to help each other. So the strategy was don't fool users instant you ask help from them. So if I instead of telling you, okay, download Hirect and start hiring, I will tell you we are in the early stage. We have no jobs, no job seeker. Can you please help us by posting a job from your company? So that is what helped, and people were ready to help, and that number, like, we kept on increasing that number every month, and now every day we get around 10,000-20,000 verified job seekers and hundreds and thousands of verified recruiters every day.
Wow. When you say verified job seeker, how do you verify a job seeker? You told me how you verify a recruiter, but how do you verify a job seeker?
First thing is the job seeker has to fill in the complete information. Okay. And then we have we do have automation to see whether the information are correct. So if someone use irrelevant keywords. So maybe someone just using it for casual purpose. They will enter some words which doesn't exist. So we can find those profile automatically, and we will remove them. And yeah, so we also do some audit things on the profile side. It's not that we will recommend any candidates to these recruiters.
Yeah, but do you also do like that verification of through SMS and all of that, like the OTP based verification or something, or one time link based verification?
You mean for creating a profile?
Like verifying phone number.
Be it recruiter or be it job seeker, you will have to verify your phone number to create an account for you. So in the app, every account is unique. And for creating an account for you, you need to verify your phone number.
Okay, got it. And recruiters, so job seeker, I understand, will prefer to be on mobile only. But a lot of recruiters who are working in companies, maybe they prefer a desktop environment. Yes. So what is the environment like for a recruiter?
So we do understand then that for the recruiters, there is a need of both mobile as well as web app. So because of limited resources, we built mobile first. Now we are also building the web app, and the web app will be launched by the end of January.
Got it. Okay. And are you now monetizing it? Like, do you have some pricing plan in place today, or is it still free?
So we have monetized Bangalore. So we have thousands of channel. Let's say Java developer in Bangalore is one channel. Product manager in Mumbai is one channel. So those channels which has good number of users on both recruiter side and job seeker side, we have monetized those channels. And there are a lot of channels where we still need.
So by channel, you mean job profile?
Channel, it's a combination of one job title plus city. Okay. So most of the time, let's say what you hire, you hire like Java developer in Bangalore. So that is one channel.
Channel
which doesn't have much traffic, we are yet to monetize them. So our first focus is to grow and provide 5x value propositions to end customers. And we know our customers very well, that if they receive values from you, they will not hesitate paying you. And I myself have spoken to more than 500 or 1,000 users.
And recruiters
as well as job seekers. And I know their feelings. So it's the value propositions. If we succeed in providing value propositions, the revenue profits will definitely follow.
Okay. And for this one channel, which like you are monetizing some channels, like say Java developer in Bangalore, what is the way? Like, do you charge recruiter, job seeker? Like, how
so
do you monetize?
So as of now, we are still testing our hypothesis. So as of now, we have monetized recruiter. So let's say we let recruiters to post 2-3 jobs for free. And for additional job post, they will have to pay. And again, we will come up with better monetization strategy. And we have our law, and we know our monetization strategy in the long term really well.
What is the long term strategy?
So I can share some of them, not all of them. So some of them, let's say we know like job seekers do spam recruiters by blindly applying or blindly chatting. So we will limit that. So let's say you as a job seeker, you can chat with 20 recruiters in a day for free. If you want to, then you will have to pay. So you get 20 recruiters for free, then you pay. So you will not spam the recruiters. And there are several other ideas we have in mind, but those are not yet confirmed. So we don't see monetization as a challenge to our business. Our challenge is, are we able to provide the values or solutions they need?
Right. Got it. Okay. Got it. And what kind of monetization, like pricing, do you have? Like per job, how much do you charge? Or like what kind of revenue are you making today?
So as I said, we are still testing our monetization. So the pricing, the price per unit is very less. So let's say it's just ₹199 for one additional job post. We are just testing it. We are just testing what recruiter persona pay us more, what recruiter persona pay us less. And definitely, so we don't see monetization as a challenge. So in the hiring industry, the companies are willing to pay you much more if you can save their time in hiring and if you can give them the best fit.
Okay. So tell me about the fundraise that you did. When did you do it? How did you find the VCs? What was the process of pitching and how many did you pitch to? And you know, that whole fundraise journey.
Okay. So for the seed round, so it was more like a prototype, pitch the prototype and pitch your ideas and the opportunities in the market. So in the seed round, more than ideas, the investor believes in the founder. So ideas don't work. You have to make it work and the founders make it work. So in the seed round, the founding team is the most important thing. It's more important than the idea. And once we have a product, once we have business data, it's easy to raise funds. So now if I have to raise more funds, I will just give him a demo or give him a demo of my live examples. Let's say I can post a job and I posted a job and I scheduled interviews within 10 minutes like that. So once you have an ongoing business, raising funds is not difficult.
But when did you raise funds? When did your first
seed round happen? We recently raised our Series A, very recently. And as of now, as per the company policy, we don't disclose the investor name and the amount of funding, because we don't want competitors to notice us. We don't want competitors to take us something big is happening and they should focus on. that's the main reason we don't. If you want to know, I can tell you unofficially, but not officially.
Just tell me unofficially. We'll edit that out. Just for
I will take a call.
Sure.
We raised funds from top 10 global investors, you can say. Top 10 global investors. And in Series A, we raised around $20-30 million. I can even tell you them. So.
But why don't you want to talk about it? It's a marketing tool, no? I mean, if you are... it then creates a lot of news about you on various places where founders go. So like if you get published on your story or these other platforms, and then a lot of founders will see that and then they will want to try out the platform. And so, I mean, it's a net positive benefit, no?
We believe there's a right time for it. So once we believe that we are out of that stealth mode, now we are good enough to tackle any competition, then we will do. And definitely we will be sharing our funding news in maybe 2 or 3 months.
If you like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.
Before we end the episode, I want to share a bit about my journey as a podcaster. I started podcasting in 2020, and in the last 2 years, I've had the opportunity to interview more than 250 founders who are shaping India's future across sectors. If you also want to speak to the best minds in your field and build an enviable network, then you must consider becoming a podcaster. And the first step to becoming a podcaster starts with Zencastr, which takes care of all the nuts and bolts of podcasting, from remote recording to editing to distribution and finally monetization. If you're planning to check out the platform, then please show your support for the Founder Thesis podcast by using this link, zen.ai/founderthesis. That's zen.ai/founderthesis.